Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. I'm going to let you know, EMCs, because we are, you know, we are a special crew. With about, 20 seconds left in that Wham song, a splinter appeared in my right middle finger out of nowhere.
Is that what that is? I saw you all of a sudden picking at your finger. It looked like a splinter.
I went to turn our microphones on, and I was like, oh, that kind of, there's a little something going on. How do I get a random splinter? There's no wood. There's just a counter space here. There is paper. There's a mouse. And all of a sudden I wasn't outdoors yesterday. I wasn't chopping wood.
Could you have possibly had it and not felt the pain of it until
now? I don't even know what's going on.
That's
weird.
Look
at this black thing on the side of my finger.
Isn't there some kind of like
coming up in the 7 o'clock hour? Jen tweezes me.
No, I'm not. Don't say that. That sounds
7:10. Jen tweezes my
sounds,
finger.
I don't know if it's worse than
so
when you kept saying I was going to shave you when your beard thing.
Oh,
was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I actually
had a dream last night that somebody offered me $200 to grow my Browns beard back. That is so weird. You mentioned
did
that.
You accept it?
No.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long that's going to grow this time. I got lucky before.
Beard. Yeah, you really did.
All right. I'm going to look at the splinter while I hit this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. The entire list on the homepage. Thank you, producer Steve. You're the best. At star102cleveland.com.
We need a guess for today, though. One guess. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Who do you think he is? Please get it.
That's how we start the show. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Do you have a guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Chester Bennington?
Oh, for Linkin Park lead singer? No.
Good
oh,
guess.
Man. Every time I hear new Linkin Park with a new lead singer, I think of Chester.
Aww.
It is not him. We will need a new guest tomorrow morning. Dead guy in an envelope on Star 102. I understand that we have some time. I get it. We have some time. Possibly years. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But I really do appreciate the DMs from yesterday's show. And EMCs, you can get in on this. Jen and Tim Show, also Star 102 on Facebook, on Instagram, also on X. The amount of people that we are beginning to accrue for our dumpster buddies for when they begin to tear down the old Huntington Bank field, when we begin to dumpster dive.
You're collecting a group of people for this?
Mandy Rogers, thank you for the DM. All in on dumpster diving at the stadium with you, Tim. I got married there, so I would like to have some memorabilia.
Have we checked the legality of dumpster diving at the Huntington Bank Field?
That is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, I will 100% go dumpster diving with you. Dumpster buddies forever.
First of all,
we should probably all get dumpster tattoos as well.
You like should. Little, you really should.
Little dumpster tattoos.
Actual dumpster.
Maybe little ones. Little,
a
you know,
dumpster that says Browns dumpster. On it.
Yeah.
That would be something. That would be. And you have a jingle, which is great. So we can record
dumpster
that.
Buddies. So we will do that. Yeah. So we have at least two.
Mm-hmm.
We had a young lady whoever played Trump Tui yesterday. I don't remember her name. She said that she would go.
She was.
And I had a maybe. Well, I had a maybe from producer Stevie until I sang the jingle, and then she was out.
She was out. And then when she realized it could be not legal to do it.
So
I think she was not doing it.
Could be the ultimate dumpster dive. So if you're in and you want to be a dumpster buddy, just make sure to shoot us a DM. And we'll get things figured out whenever that happens down the road.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Are you in?
No.
Why would you not be in?
I feel like there are just
historic.
A lot of...
It's a historic event? A
lot of... issues with that, especially collecting them through the show and then taking people on an adventure to go to the
dumpster.
I think
you have to find your own way.
Yeah.
I think there's, you know.
But if you meet there, I feel like there's a lot of technicalities that we could get in trouble
for.
There
is a lot. There are many. I just want to gauge the interest at this point
in
time.
Sure, I see.
Just gauging dumpster buddy interest. That's all.
Why not? Why not?
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show coming up next as we have her in studio every single day. Producer Stevie has Stevie on the socials.
I think we were very baby name aware this week because we're going to be talking about influencer Nara Smith. She just gave birth. We have the name of her kid. If you didn't know, we've talked about it before. She's made videos during her pregnancy of names she's not going with, but they were very unique. Things like butter. So people were anxious to know what name she would be going with, as her names are very unique.
I totally hopped on this bandwagon. I was like waiting to see what it was, and I happened to come across a video yesterday. I almost sent it to you, but I thought, no, Stevie already knows.
Yeah,
of course she knows.
She just revealed it yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, of course she knows. That's what Stevie on socials is all about, in case you missed it 3 minutes away on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
TikTok star Nara Smith and her husband, who's a model, his name's Lucky Blue Smith, they welcomed their fourth baby, and they revealed the name finally yesterday. The kid was born on September 27th. People were anxious to know the name, as she shared along the way the names that she would not be going with. And some of those, the videos went so viral because her ideas were Moss, Silk, Twinkle, Button, Berry, Butter, and Shimmer. So people were anxious to know what's the kid's name actually going to be. A refresher, their kids are Rumble Honey, Slim Easy, and Whimsy Lou. Lucky has another daughter from a previous relationship. That daughter's name is Gravity Blue. And now their fourth baby is a baby girl named Fawny Golden.
Fawny, that's it. I kept thinking Frankie in my head.
Like,
I saw it yesterday.
So Fawny.
I know.
Sounds like a nickname, but I feel like compared to the other names, I
all
like
of
it.
Them sound nickname.
Yes.
It's Fawny, like Fawnie.
Yes,
Fawny Golden.
And the daughter was born on Nara's birthday. So they both have the same birthday, September 27th.
And if I am correct, because she has been popping up on my feed lately, she does like water birth at home or something like that.
Because
they moved into a new home and they were preparing the house and they had to have everything ready.
Connecticut. Yeah. Very beautiful home.
Very beautiful.
Home birth. Very. Yep.
Do you like the name? I like that name. I love these unique names. Like I said, I am always so jealous that I would never ever come up with a name like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I am unique with, I named my daughter Isabella. Like it's just how my mind works.
Yeah.
And I hear those, like even the going through the process, and you had this, I don't know if it was a month or 2 months ago, and coming up with the, you know, the names that didn't make the list. I was like, I like that name. I like that name. I could see that name work.
Some,
maybe it's not for me, but I could understand all of those. I'm like, Shimmer. I could understand that. Would I go with Shimmer? I wouldn't go with Shimmer.
What about Butter?
That's the one I would be most concerned about. And here's why. I always look for nicknames with names. Like when I named my kids, I wanted it to be their name, Noah and Max. I didn't want a nickname like that, although they do get nicknames But that just happens.
You can't prevent that.
You can't prevent
that. It's like a grandparent wanting to be called something. It's like whatever the kiddo calls you.
They call him
Papa,
that.
Grandpa. Like, it's just, that's what you're going to be.
They don't call your son Noe?
Yeah, we call him Noe a lot. We call him Noe a lot.
You call him Noe?
I know.
You do not call him
Noe.
And
then Max is Maxer all the time. Hey, Maxer. I mean, it's almost like we should have named him Maxer.
You make it longer.
I know.
Like,
and I was like, no.
Nicknames are
their name is their name.
I like that.
What's a nickname that you didn't see coming that you call your kid?
Right.
That I would like to know right now. They have to be out there. Talking about nicknames, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Specifically kiddos' nicknames.
Well, and how they kind of evolved from their real name. Missy sent us a message. She said, my daughter's name is Eileen, and we call her Lean Lean. That's cute. Lean Lean.
I wonder how that came about. Like, you know, it's the most odd things, how it comes about. Like, maybe, you know, we were talking about maybe grandparents' nicknames or something where the kiddo just couldn't say grandma or grandpa, and it came out, you know, meemaw or papa or this. It just was easy to say, and then it stuck. Sometimes something just stuck, and it's, you know, it wasn't planned.
Uncle insisted that his grandkids call him grandfather. Grandfather. He wanted to be called grandfather, which is crazy, right?
So formal.
And they couldn't. I know. Yeah. So he wanted to be grandfather. We always just joke about it, but they couldn't say it. So the oldest child called him Farrar, and now it has stuck. He's Farrar. Like, has been. Like they're like, you know, 13 now, and they call him Farrar.
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
I know, right?
Or a planet from Star Wars or something.
This is my favorite message from Brittany. My son's name is Vincent. I call him Stinky. He washes his feet like you, Tim.
What do you mean?
That's what she said.
I think we need to start calling Tim that.
Stinky!
Let's the cascading effect of the shower hit the feet with no scrub necessary because there are gallons of water hitting the feet.
How many times?
Absolutely.
You make That's this it. Weird argument.
Do you know how many videos I am sent from people that listen to the show?
Did you happen to listen
national
to the
news?
One you were sent, the way they were attacking people,
the people that,
do that
don't wash their feet?
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Well, I didn't listen to the audio. I just was.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
And get some soap for the foot.
There is soap.
And a scrubber.
It just makes it down to the ankle. That's it. I basically have newborn feet.
What? How can you even say that?
They're untouched.
That is not true.
I basically have the softest feet of any adult.
I don't.
Thank you. Think about that.
No.
Sit on that one.
No.
Think about that.
You don't.
Think about that.
No way.
Anybody else, don't wash your feet. One person will mention you on the air next.
I'm afraid to argue the baby feet thing.
I'll
make
mention
us
your
look.
Business. If you No, actually, I wouldn't.
Why don't you scrub a baby's foot?
Now you stop at the ankles, sensitive feet. I don't know how we can be talking about literally anything on Star 102 Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It can be baby names, it can be nicknames, it can be Halloween candy. It could be talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It could be talking about Lake Erie. It could be talking about buffets. Somehow, my feet get mentioned.
Because you admitted on the air that you never wash your feet. You never scrub your feet. You never do anything to keep them clean. So
I don't do anything to keep them clean. I
what
shower
do you do to keep
cascading
them?
There are gallons and gallons and gallons of water per shower that hit the feet that keep them clean. The Kelsey brothers talked about this on their New Heights podcast. Neither of them scrub their feet unless it's extremely dirty. Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey, good
did
enough for them. It's good
that?
Enough for me. Yes, they did.
After a football game, they're not scrubbing their feet.
Jason, I'm paraphrasing. Jason Kelsey said to Travis Kelsey, "Don't admit it. You don't wash your feet." Travis Kelsey pushed back a little bit, and Jason said, "Of course, if you're unbelievably dirty, you're washing your feet. But generally speaking, on a normal shower, never washing your feet."
Why is this such an inconvenience for you?
It's not an inconvenience. It's the way I shower. I don't know. It's just the way I shower.
Like, it's not just an so easy. Like, just lift up your foot and wash it. Like,
yeah.
Use it. Like, you're washing the rest of your body. I assume you're washing the rest of your body.
Yeah, I'm washing it. I'm washing it.
So, like, take the loofah, the washcloth, the African net sponge, whatever it is you're using.
I don't think we have that in Menor.
And, they have them on
All
TikTok
right.
shop.
Let's see. All right. Let's get in here. Let's talk feet.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm calling about the feet washing.
Do you wash your feet?
No, we have a big debate at work about this. Every time someone new starts in the office, that's the first question we ask them.
Thank you very much. You're part of the Foot Club.
Anyone say no?
Yes. The ones that say yes, like me, are from Menor. So we always say it's the Menor people that don't wash their feet.
Keep that in mind if you go to Metter Headlands or something like that.
Exactly, because the sand at Metter Headlands exfoliates our feet, so we don't need to wash them. Mm-mm. There's something there.
That's a terrible argument.
You get tons of water and soap going down.
Oh, my gosh, it's gallons and gallons of water that hit the feet. What are you doing reaching down there and scrubbing them? What are you talking about? It.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I always love when we get national attention here in Cleveland, Ohio. We all do. We love to brag about our city. We love to embrace it. We love to claim it as our own. And I saw this yesterday. Cleveland.com did a story about clam bakes and how we have been recognized here in Cleveland as the unsuspecting capital of clam bakes.
Yeah, we're clammy Cleveland. I can't
Nobody said that. Clammy Cleveland. That feels gross.
We have to embrace it.
Clammy. Just makes me think of a moist hand.
That's true. I'll work on the branding.
Eh.
Slam the... No.
Don't.
I'll work on it. So we are consuming the most? We are serving the most? Like, how do you even get... I have questions about this. I also want to know, because here's the case. With the clam bakes and everything else, I need to know where to go. Because if this is a thing, there have to be places that are just the best. And I don't know where to go. All right. Clammy Cleveland? Can I stick with that?
No, I don't. Let's work
on
that. All
right, I'm going to work on that during Celine Dion, 3.5 minutes away. Let's start 102. Let's try this again. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Pierogi capital, I understand.
Yeah.
Now we're the clam bake?
We are the unsuspecting capital of the fall clam bake tradition. Food and Wine magazine says that Clevelanders really do eat more clams in the fall than anywhere else in the world. And here we were talking about where to go to get the best clam bake.
I would love to know.
Me too, because here's the thing. I feel like the best one, I've only had a clam bake at an actual clam bake, like it's someone's house, like a big party.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And that is awesome. Those are delicious.
You can buy them pre-clam bake. You can rent the material. You can buy the clam bake boil, for a lack of a better.
The big steamy thing.
They're great.
Right.
That I have certainly been there. That is great.
But they mentioned, like this article mentioned Alley Cat And Salty Mary's. Like, where are some other spots that you go?
I need to
you
know.
Just go and order the clam bake?
I need to know.
And does it, because I feel like when I've gone to the clam bakes, you get the clams, but then you also get like a chicken product and a corn and a potato.
Yeah,
and
you can pick what you want.
Yeah.
If you want the chicken, it's probably less expensive than if you had the clam bake, or if you added more, or if you had, like you said, there. I would love to know. And it doesn't, I'm in Mentor. It's 20 minutes away. I don't care where it's at. It doesn't have to be in Mentor. I just would like to know. I would like to know where to go to get a.
It's 20 minutes away from where? Like just any clam bake? It's 20 minutes
yes.
away?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in Westlake. Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes.
If you were to go somewhere, where would you go?
Salty Mary's is the one they mentioned here, and I've never been to Salty Mary's, and it is in Westlake. It's right there on the corner of Columbia and Center Ridge. I drive by it all the time.
By the Bony Rooster? Or no?
It is not by the Bony Rooster. The Bony Rooster is in North Olmsted. That is on Stearns.
Okay.
That's between Lorraine and...
Does anybody have one suggestion where to go? I mean, we're the clam bake capital. That has to be one.
Yes, we are.
One person listening. Where are we going for a clam bake? That's what we're talking about on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I mean, we'll go to your house. We just need an address.
That's fair. I mean, they are delicious. I would go to a clam bake.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Like, hey.
We just roll up a driveway.
We'll prepay. It's fine.
It's fine. Absolutely. Got Venmo?
Linda says, good morning. Brennan's Fish House in Grand River has clam bake. Wait, do you know where Grand River is?
I do.
This is the second time I've heard of Grand River.
Yes. Do not speed through there. Very nice.
Why? Where is Grand River? My girlfriend, because
like northish of Mentor, you keep going up. Like there's, yeah, it's very small. They have, that's a great suggestion.
Is there some seafood restaurant on the water there? I can't think of the name of it, but she told my son wants to have not a clam bake. He wants a, like a
Pickle Bill's.
Pickle Bill's. Is it on the water?
It's on the water. They have a, it's like a random carousel outside on the water as well. I've eaten there several times. I've actually never been, and it's probably, being from Mentor, this is probably not good to say on there. I've actually never been to Brennan's, which is, they're right there. They share the same parking lot. I've been to Pickle Bill's. It's a night, like, you know, yeah, it, absolutely, really different decor inside.
That's what she says.
Yeah,
she
says
it's like over the top. They're known for their statues and their beachy stuff. And I looked it up. My son wants a seafood boil for his birthday, similar to the clam bake. And this was, I saw it in Grand River. And I thought, how have I never heard of Grand River? So,
and I think Brennan's is like a little higher end than Pickle Bill's. She can probably speak better to that. I said, I just know they share the same parking lot. And I've been to Pickle Bill's is all I know.
You have been to Pickle Bill's.
Oh, yeah. Several times.
It's close to you?
It's not that far. Yeah, it's 20 minutes. Hello.
All right.
No, it's actually less than 20 minutes. Yeah.
Jen says Cerna's, a local bar in Bedford, small place, packed. Make a reservation because you won't walk in and just get one for a clam bake.
What's it called?
Cerna's. Cirna.
All right. Chris wants to get in. Hey, Chris, buddy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are we going for a clam bake?
I mean, there's lots of them around, but a good one is Jake's on the Lake in Avon Lake.
Oh, my parents go there all the time.
It's a really small place, right?
Yeah.
I used to go there for breakfast when I lived in Westlake like 15 years ago, whatever it's been now.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Great one is that.
Yeah, Stancato's and Parma's really good as well.
Jacqueline just sent that message, said Stancato's and Parma. Said Fridays during the fall, they're delicious.
Maybe we are the clam bake capital.
It's a lot of clam
know
bakes.
That. Clammy Cleveland. No, who else?
I know, let's not go.
Clamland? We need to workshop
this. Oh, yeah, Clamland.
Clamland was DM'd to us?
Yes, it was.
Right, where else are we going?
Winking Lizard.
Really?
I didn't know they did clam bakes.
They alternate which week it's where. So I think this coming weekend it's in Mentor, but it's in Brunswick. It's all over the place. But the great thing about it is if you don't want the chicken, you can get the clam bake with a steak. You can get the clam bake with a lobster.
Oh.
So it was
that sounds
good.
Deluxe.
I would have never guessed Winking Lizard has a clam bake. That's really good inside scoop. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is the Jen and Tim Show. Stevie mentioned something weeks ago that she really wanted to vent about. And I thought to myself, okay, well, at some point in time, we will get to this on the Jen and Tim Show. I received a piece of mail over the weekend, something that cost me $7.64, but it cost her, I believe.
I was going to say, compared to what Stevie paid, that's nothing.
I believe, if I remember, because it's been several weeks, I believe it was $95. What could it be? That's next. Hey, Stevie.
Hello.
It only cost me $7.64 to drive to Buffalo through the state of New York. I don't know what you're talking about with your...
Maybe I should have went to Buffalo.
So now, was I right with my $95 and tell everybody, because it was probably the Monday after you drove through the great state of Pennsylvania that you were not happy.
It was $92.
Sorry.
And it was, I drove there at the end of August and just got the bill in the mail from the turnpike. Because now, you know, they don't let you just pay while you're there. They scan your license and send it to you later.
So I don't understand. Please, if you've come across this, I do not understand. 216-343-1021. She did not drive the length of the state.
No, I have. I was on there for 54 miles.
54 miles, and she said it cost her $92 in PA.
Are the roads made of gold?
Or are they very well paid?
You're sure it was only PA you're being charged for?
Yeah, I paid the other ones. North Carolina was like $8. Ohio, like
$8. $8? How's it $92 in PA?
And I paid them right there at the little booth there.
Oh, you paid them right there at the booth, and now this is just the state of PA.
Yeah, they do the little scan thing and mail to you later.
Why is Pennsylvania so expensive?
Because Pennsylvania sucks, Tim.
We're on to something, aren't we?
No, Pennsylvania tolls are ridiculous. So is the New York Thruway. Those are both just ridiculous tolls that they put on drivers coming through. Even with an easy pass, they're ridiculous tolls.
It's unbelievable. She drove that route, and she showed me it was $92. I was like, did you get a speeding ticket? Did you do something wrong? Because $8 in Ohio, $8 in North Carolina, $92 in PA. That math is not correct. I don't understand what's going on.
PA line to 79 in Pittsburgh to go to Pittsburgh is $14.
Can you like drive around Pennsylvania if you're heading
I think
east?
So.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. Stevie's definitely was onto something. I said this is all her paying attention to that. Driving, like I said, through Ohio, $8, PA was $92, and then North Carolina was $8.
Which is crazy. But then Mindy just sent a message to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. That sounds accurate. I take a trip there every year, and if you take the turnpike, the first gate I go through, it's $20, and the next gate you go through is about $40. And I don't travel that far in it. And she said, we started taking alternative routes because the turnpike is so expensive in Pennsylvania. Kamara. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, but she says that price is likely round trip. I did it just under $200 for going on a trip and going back and forth to Philly. That's crazy.
I have a quick Google search I'm going to get to in just a minute. We want to get to one more story of what it costs to go from west to east, east to west, like basically across the state. I don't know how accurate it is. It's just a quick Google search. I'm going to get to that next. But go ahead with your story.
We went to Kennywood a couple weeks ago, right? And like the last caller said, well, we only paid like, I don't know, it was like $15, $16, okay? But then they charged you an extra $4 or $5 service fee. And this came from the rental because we had a rental car. And unbeknownst, it was like, why is it so expensive? And when I talked to the rental company, they get the bill from the toll place, and then, you know, of course, they forward it on to us. And he said they're the most expensive turnpike in the United States.
What is happening in Pennsylvania that makes it that pricey?
I don't know.
You know who I blame?
Who? The Pittsburghers.
Yeah! Boo! Absolutely. By the way, and I don't know if this is accurate, it's a quick Google search. $104.78 for a passenger vehicle paying by toll by plate to go from one side of PA to the other, and it is $52.39 if you're using the Easy Pass transponder.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 15.
50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.